From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myl, and today our homilist is Deacon Mike Walsh. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from two donors. The first is Mary B. Sullivan from Cambridge, Massachusetts, in loving memory of John Briston and Mildred Grace Sullivan of Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Bedford, New Hampshire, in thanksgiving for the 9 children, 22 grandchildren, and 13 great-grandchildren, and for the many blessings received. The second are Jerry and Denise Ford from Burlington, Ontario, in celebration of their 60th wedding anniversary, which they celebrated yesterday on February 16, and for the intentions of their children, spouses, and grandchildren. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass, and we wish Jerry and Denise a happy 60th wedding anniversary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The peace of the Lord be with you. And again, as we have placed ourselves on this Friday before the Lord, recalling our own weakness, our own need for God's guidance. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city, and a tower with its tops in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, and otherwise we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which mortals had built, and the Lord said, "Look, there are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they will not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, it was called Mabel, because there the Lord confused the language for all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. The Lord God brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Happy the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all human beings. Happy the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. From where he sits enthroned, God watches all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. Happy the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I call you my friend, says the Lord, for I have made known to you all that the Father has told me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in glory of his Father with the holy angels." And Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come with power." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I was reading this gospel and preparing this homily, it took me back to a place where I often go, and I know I've talked about it before, but these recurring themes that are in the gospel story as Jesus goes through his public life, they seem to come over and over again. And again, I've shared this with you. The first and foundational one is that you are this beloved child of a loving God. You know that he knows God the Father knows every hair on your head. Love, he teaches about love over and over again. One of my favorite writers, Catholic writers, Father Greg Boyle, a Jesuit from Los Angeles, he says in one of his books this, If you only love those who love you, big whoop. Now, he says that's a direct quote from the gospel, but I doubt that. But the sentiment is there, because when you hear God's or Jesus' teaching, he says, love God, love yourself, love your neighbor. But then he'll put this in here. He'll say, love your enemy. His teachings on forgiveness, we're about to enter Lent, which prepares us now for this time of Jesus' passion and death on the cross. And you know those words from the cross as he slammed into the ground, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then every day at Mass, we pray that the words that he taught us, you know, grant us forgiveness in equal measure to those that we have forgiven. Suffering is a part of the journey, again, Lent, through the passion of Christ. We'll see he didn't exempt himself from the sufferings of life. And then the one that might be the most difficult to understand of the ones that I hear over and over again is this idea of open table fellowship and to be service to all. This is, you'll hear constantly in the stories of who gets invited to the banquets. It's not the privileged, it's everyone that God wants there. And what got Jesus killed is a good question as we come to Lent. Often people will say our sins, but that's perhaps why he died. But what got him killed, if you really look at the story, is who he decided to eat with, the tax collectors and those who were sinners, and the Pharisees had had enough. This got me to thinking about this quote from G.K. Chesterton, a very well-known quote, where he says, the Christian ideal, these things that I just talked about, has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried. So that gets us to our theme today. So you'll hear this over and over again. Jesus has these moments where he sits and he looks at his disciples, he looks at the crowd, and he says, are you prepared to pay the true cost of discipleship to be one of my followers? If any of you want to become my follower, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. It's one of those paradoxical moments. The only way to save ourselves is by losing ourselves. And so this got me to thinking of a story. I don't know if I've told this story before. It's not an easy story. Some of you may not like it, but it did happen to me. And it's one that formed my Christian journey. So as I was about to be ordained a deacon, this almost 20 years ago now, you had to pick a ministry. And I went to go and visit the late Bert Cambry, Deacon Bert Cambry, who was the leader, director. And I had an idea, but he had a different idea. And he says, I want you to go meet this friend of mine, Pastor Harry, who happened to be the community chaplain for Corrections Canada here in Toronto. I thought this was a bad idea, but I said, okay, fine, I will go. And I met Harry, and we connected. I entered this ministry to ex-prisoners, and we've been working together for over 20 years. But as I got to know him, I got to know his story. See, Harry was the pastor. He's a Mennonite. He was at the time a pastor of a very small church, not like a big parish, very small. And he was asked to take in and to support a man who was being released from prison, who was not only a high-profile offender, but had offended repeatedly against children. And it's a long story, but this caused a lot of turmoil, not only within his church, his church community, but in the community at large. And at one point, I saw an interview with Harry from those days, and he said that the church had been threatened to be firebombed if they were to do this, which got me to thinking, if your church, your parish, has never been threatened with firebombing, are we really following the Christian ideals? Of course, that's not something we want, but really this idea of being a Christian, to giving way of ourselves to follow Christ, it's not easy if we truly practice it. The degree of difficulty in each of these recurring themes is not simple. And if we follow them, though, it's one of the things that allows us to go in peace at the end of every Mass, for example, go out into the world and to actually glorify the Lord by the way we believe that we are the beloved child of a loving God, by living each day with love as the way St. Paul defines love, that it's always kind, patient, never boasts, it is not just jealous. This allows us to pick up our cross and to move forward. forgiveness, forgiving ourselves, asking for forgiveness when we have hurt others, but then forgiving those that have hurt us. This allows us to pick up our cross and to move forward. And suffering, to realize that this is a part of life, to follow Jesus in that suffering, to carry the cross just as he did, and to accept help as he did when we need it, and then to be in service to all. So Lent is coming. Lent is this time of preparation. It is where we are actually prepared to learn what it means to pick up our cross to follow Jesus. So I'd like to extend an invitation to you right now to join us on a virtual 40 days of Lent. Now, this will be available only online. We can send it to you in email. You can get it on our website, YouTube channel, on our app. And I'm going to encourage you now to come to dailytvmass.com to sign up. We'll make it as simple as possible to get it to you. And during these 40 days, we'll hear from Cardinal Thomas Collins, who will talk about the penitential psalms and the sacrament of reconciliation. Bishop Gerard Burgee reflect on Mary and Mother, our Mother, and the sacrament of baptism. Father John Berteo on the luminous mysteries. Father Obini Ifiani on the sorrowful mysteries. And then we'll walk the stations of the cross with Father Pat Fitzpatrick. And Father Michael Kutz will join us as we explore our invitation to the Lord's Supper. So I really hope that many of you can join us. We'll continue and we'll end this 40 days of Lent on Good Friday with Cardinal Collins again as we enter into the Passion of John. And then on Holy Saturday, come and with Sister Anne Immacula, we will explore and pray the joyful mysteries. This 40 days of preparation, this is what truly helps us to really lose who we are, to allow Jesus fully into our lives so that we can pick up our cross and go out into the world in peace to glorify him by the way we choose to live our lives. God bless. So I invite you now to join as we pray for the strength to actually go and prepare ourselves so that we can follow Jesus. We pray for the courage and the trust in our God to pick up our own crosses and to follow him. In some ways, we pray for the youngest among us, children who are bullied, and for the bullies. We pray for the teenagers who are struggling with the many changes that are happening to them. For our young adults looking for their place in the world and who are really searching for a partner, perhaps, to share the journey with. For our families who are going through many struggles, whatever it might be, that they may be know that they are never alone. And for our elders, as again life changes, perhaps retirement and health considerations, where we truly start to understand what it means to pick up our cross and move forward. So we offer these prayers today, all of us, that we find the courage to follow Christ. This we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all of those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, especially those who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, that they may find relief and healing through Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, hear our prayers and know that we ask them as always in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
The mystery of this one and one, we can share the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share in our humanity.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquities. Cleanse me of my sins. Thank you. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Lord, to the praise and glory of his name, for our good. greater the good of all His holy church.
May this sacrifice offering, O Lord, confer on us always the blessing of salvation, that what it celebrates in mystery, it may accomplish in power through Christ, O Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Let us
give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For although you have no need for our praise, yet our thanksgiving is itself your gift, since our praises are nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. And so, in the company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Thomas, our Bishop, the other bishops, the clergy, and the entire people you have called your own. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the Blessed Joseph, our spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
And at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
And let us pray. Renewed by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may confirm our hearts and stir us to serve you in our neighbor. Through Christ, O Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.